Depression. I was born in 1940, the youngest of three. And I think the interest in the values that I have and have acquired at the age of 42 really come from those early years of getting self-reliance handed to me on a plate, so to speak. It was either get out there and take charge of your life and be a responsible person and make things happen, or be one more of the kids in the orphanage who were falling behind and complaining a lot. I've always had a real strong sense of humor, ability to laugh. I've never taken other people's criticisms too seriously, and have never allowed myself to become, even as a young child, to become immobilized, depressed, and so on by the things that all the other kids seemed to. I had a kind of a fascination with the world. I used to always stop at a cobweb and stare at it and look at it rather than want to get rid of it. I always found it very difficult. I remember one of my earliest memories was of an animal hospital. Was just little tiny animals, little insects, that ones with a broken wing or grasshoppers, where I used to study in one little space. I could sit in the woods back of the orphanage where I lived and just sit there and see a million things and try to figure out ways to help these things. I never killed things ever in my life and found it very difficult to accept other people doing that and seeing people squashing bugs or a moth would fly in. And I was always saying, let it out. Let it fly away. It shouldn't be executed just because it flew into your bedroom or whatever. And I think most of the things that have become a part of my philosophy, my common sense approach to life, came out of those early years.
Why do you think your books have enjoyed the kind of success they've enjoyed? Because they have been unusually successful.
They've been extremely successful all around the world. In most of the countries, they've been the top-selling books where they've been published. I think it's because they're good. I think it's because they're great. And the greatness is not in so much the fact that I wrote them, but that they came through me. My writing is very, very easy. I have two gifts that I don't know how to explain. One of those is the ability to speak in front of an audience without notes for hours, without repeating myself and without a lot of ums and ahs and you knows and so on. And I have found as I rely less on notes and a script and what I might say and more on just going out there and being myself, that I get better and better and better at that. And the other is writing. Writing is, for so many people, they'll tell you what a chore it is, how difficult it is. For me, it's almost mystically easy. I sit down and it comes through me. This novel, when I sat down to write it, I didn't have an outline. I didn't even know Icus's name. I didn't know what the plot was going to be, where it was going to go, what I was going to do with it, except that I knew I had to write a parable. I knew it was time to do that because I'd been so moved by them. And those gifts of being able to say it in words, the same way I'm saying it to you now, in words, speaking, are, I think, part of my mission, my purpose, my reason for being. I don't question it. I don't try to figure it out. I just know that it's a very big part of my mission, and doing it is just something that I can't stop myself from doing, even if I tell myself I'm not going to any longer. I still do it. I get out there and it comes through me. When I write articles for magazines, I just sit down and write them. And when I finish them, their finished product is pretty much exactly the way it was. It's almost like it comes through me. And when I would get stuck, when I was writing this novel, I would just go for a little walk and clear my head, or go for a run, or meditate. And then I would sit down and write for another 6 hours without any hesitation, without even realizing that I was doing it. So I think the success of those books is because they have come through me for some reason. And I'm not talking about anything messianic necessarily. I'm just talking about allowing those gifts that I know I have to get out there on paper. And the people who have been touched by them are legion around the world. They're not in just numbers that are in six and seven figures. They're huge, huge numbers of people. And I don't take any of the credit for